This call is now being recorded.
Hey, everyone. Amy Wood here. I have Travis Pearson with me. He was at Westgate Mall when something happened in the store. Tell me what you experienced there, Travis. What happened?
Yeah, me and my wife was walking and next to Bath & Body, and we heard a loud crash, and some people start screaming, like in pain screaming. So we dropped the bags and we ran. I ran toward JCPenney's, and just inside JCPenney's door, the ceiling had caved in, and some cinder blocks struck a woman in the head and on her shoulder and stuff. She was sitting on the floor, and her head was bleeding a little bit, nothing really major, but she was injured.
And was she scared? I mean, what was the atmosphere?
Oh, yeah, she was, everybody in the whole store was freaking out. Nobody, I guess people were worried about what happened. They might have thought it was a bomb or something because, you know, it was really just a freak accident. It was all I could tell. When I looked in the ceiling, I didn't see anything that, you know, could have happened except for maybe there was some pre-existing bricks left in the ceiling, and they just fell down through the drop tiles and struck this woman. I mean, it was a big area that got crashed in.
Once it happened, what happened within the mall? Like, did they clear out the area? What happened right after this?
Well, we sit there for about 5 minutes. It took 5 or 10 minutes before mall security and anybody got there. It was a really slow reaction. But they called 911 and had the ambulance on the way. By the time we were leaving the mall, it was 15 minutes later probably, and the ambulance was pulling in then. So I guess as fast as you could expect for them to get there.
Right.
But
and
we
so,
put some of the debris away and, you know, and asked the lady if she wanted to lay down, and she was sitting up and she was talking. She could see, you know, good, and she could count the fingers was holding up. And there was a lady there helping her out that worked at the JCPenney. I don't know her name, but she was doing really good on, you know, taking care of her, letting her know she was fine.
Was anyone worried about whether any more parts of the ceiling might come down? I mean, was there any concern about that?
No. And I looked up in there, and I could see nothing was wrong. You know, there was no reason that should have happened. Nothing crashed into it, and the roof itself didn't cave in. It was just something that was left in there. It had to be something left in there that just over time fell, you know.
Interesting. All right, well, Travis, we appreciate you calling and giving us your perspective on what happened there at the mall. I know a lot of people are talking about it, so thank you.
Yeah, and my wife has pictures on her Facebook. I think someone might have sent them to you.
Okay, I'll check for them. Thank you so much.
You're welcome to have those, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.